Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Normally when folks talk about someone hearing voices, they are making a reference to that someone being a little nuts. To hear voices is to be someone who is not playing with a full deck, who may have all the lights on but where nobody is home, who is a couple sandwiches short of a picnic, who has a screw or two loose, and who has perhaps lost his marbles. As such, most folks who actually hear voices probably aren't really willing to let others know about it. But not so with Samuel in our Old Testament reading today. Even after being told by Eli that he had not been summoned, he still came back two more times professing to have heard his name being called. Eli could have very easily perceived that the pressures of growing up fatherless and motherless in the care of a priest had finally pushed Samuel over the edge. But he didn't. Instead, he reasoned that the voice Samuel heard was that of God himself. And so he instructed Samuel to answer the voice when he heard it, and to obey. I love this story of Samuel's call because in many ways I believe it serves as a sort of pattern for our own interaction with God also. For much like Samuel, we too have had those times when God is calling out to us. And like Samuel, too often we've been slow to respond because we haven't recognized his voice. In the movie Evan Almighty, there's a wonderful scene that takes place between Evan's wife and God. Now, earlier in the movie, Evan's wife had prayed that her family might somehow grow closer together. As this particular scene opens, Evan's wife has just left him because he'd been talking to God, which is not unusual, but Evan also announced that God had been talking to him, which is unusual. And so she considered her husband to be a little bit crazy. She stops at a diner to grab a bite to eat, and this is what happens. God, disguised as a server at the diner, is addressed by Evan's wife. "Oh, excuse me, can I get a refill, please?" The server responds, "Coming right up." He then approaches her and says, "Excuse me, are you all right?" The wife, "Yes, no, it's a long story." The server, "Well, I like stories. I'm considered a bit of a storyteller myself." The wife, "My husband, have you heard of New York's Noah?" The server chuckles, "The guy who's building the ark?" The wife, "That's him." The server, "I love that story, Noah and the ark. A lot of people miss the point of that story. They think it's about God's wrath and anger. They love it when God gets angry." The wife, "What is the story about then, the ark?" The server, "Well, I think it's a love story about believing in each other. You know, the animals showed up in pairs. They stood by each other, side by side. Just like Noah and his family, everybody entered the ark side by side." The wife, "But my husband says that God told him to do it. What do you do with that?" The server, "Sounds like an opportunity. Let me ask you something. If someone prays for patience, do you think God gives them patience? Or does he give them the opportunity to be patient? If they pray for courage, does God give them courage? Or does he give them the opportunity to be courageous? If someone prayed for their family to be closer, do you think God zaps them with warm, fuzzy feelings? Or does he give them opportunities to love each other? Well, I got to run. Lots of people to serve. Enjoy." And the server walks off and the scene ends. You see, God had been talking to this woman, giving her an opportunity to grow closer to her husband, to support him and love him when everyone else thought he was crazy. But she never heard God's voice. She was too concerned with what other folks might think of her and think of her husband and her family to hear the voice of God and to see his hand clearly. Too often we want God to speak to us in a way that he spoke to Samuel or Moses or Joseph and Mary through an audible word or a visible message from heaven. We want his voice and message to us to be loud and unmistakable. When I asked God for a sign 12 years ago whether I should come to Austin to be a pastor or stay in San Francisco, I didn't want a hint or an inkling or a suggestion of what I should do. I wanted a larger-than-life message of either stay or go. But that's not the way God speaks to us, at least not usually. More often than not, he simply provides us with an opportunity. He opens a door. He gives us a break. Maybe even a little nudge. He rarely, if ever, knocks the door down and shoves us through it. And so, like Samuel, we need to be alerted to God's voice and then be listening for God's voice. After we pray for guidance or courage or strength or patience or whatever, we should then begin to listen for God's voice in the circumstances of our lives. We should expect him to answer us because he has promised in his word to answer us. And thus, when we pray for strength and then we're told that our coworker has been diagnosed with cancer, we should hear that as God's voice telling us to be strong for that person and their family. When we need comfort and we're then approached by a person going through our same trials and struggles, we should know that it is God who is speaking to us through the loving care of that person. Too often, I think, we want God to speak to us with a loud, flashy neon sign, to speak to us in a way that we can't miss him. But that's not the way God usually works, nor the way faith works. But there was a time, and there is a place, where God made and still makes his voice plainly heard. That time was the crucifixion, and that place is the Holy Bible. On the cross, Jesus made it plain for all to see and to hear that he was dying to forgive the sins of the world. And through his holy word, he tells us over and over again of his love for us and of his salvation for us, achieved through that death and resurrection of Jesus. But more than that, he gives us instruction and encouragement and strength for daily living. And all you have to do to hear his voice is to do what young Samuel did, and that's to listen. You see, God is speaking to us all the time. He speaks to us through the circumstances in our lives, through the people around us, through his holy word. He does that because we are his chosen and redeemed people. We are his dearly loved children. He wants nothing more to be in contact with us, to be with us and to talk to us. We simply need to open up our hearts and our minds to listen. Jesus once said, "He who has ears, let him hear." Through faith, God has given us those ears to hear and to know His voice. May we, like Samuel, begin to listen and to understand. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, amen.